Many Roads to Japan, A Search for Identity, by Robert W. Norris. Chapter 9. John's first few months in Japan brought with them a dizzying development of events. Within a week of his landing in the Osaka-Kobe area, he had found a job through the English newspaper classified ads. He began teaching at a conversation school, where he met a Canadian woman whose Japanese roommate helped him find a cheap two-room apartment in Itami City. The apartment had no bath, so he went to the local public bath every night. John also began studying Japanese on his own. Within a few months, he had made many friends in his neighborhood and had joined a softball team. Spending time with the members of the team, as well as going to the public bath regularly, allowed him to gain much speaking and listening practice. His study of Japanese helped him gain a better understanding of the problems his students faced in studying English. A sense of stability entered John's life. For many years, he had dreamed of being able to live, work, and study in a foreign country. That dream was now coming true in Japan. He had a job he enjoyed, the blessing of many friends, and the challenge of adapting to life in a foreign land. 2 years passed. He would eventually have to change the type of visa he had if he wanted to continue living in Japan. He began seriously contemplating his future. He had reached the point where a fundamental decision had to be made. If he committed himself to a life in Japan, he would have to make some serious efforts toward a career. It was obvious he would never make a living as a writer. He had failed to sell a single book. He liked his job at the conversation school, but he had reached his peak in salary and position. He had no academic qualifications to rise above his current situation. He decided to get a degree in the teaching of English as a foreign language. He found an American college that had a branch school in Tokyo and offered correspondence courses for obtaining bachelor's and master's degrees. He applied for and was accepted into the program. Over the next few years, John continued to work and study hard. He eventually fell in love with and married a Japanese woman. He went on to get his master's degree, a permanent resident visa, and a full-time teaching position at a Japanese college. Throughout his years in Japan, he has had many trials and tribulations, but today he is relaxed and comfortable with the life, language, and people of Japan. He is a happy man, with a sense of purpose, direction, and fulfillment. After traveling many roads and spending many years of searching, he has finally found his niche in life. In his spare time, John continues to write novels. His wife works as an interpreter and translator. His greatest reward in life is seeing students discover the joys of studying a foreign language and communicating in it. He believes that dreams can come true if one works hard enough and has a lot of patience. His own life is proof of that.